This is Tasha and Bella with your 11 AM Zlines.
In local news, construction of a controversial pickleball court has begun in a Bayside Brisbane suburb despite desperate efforts by some locals to kill the project. Cox Park in Loda is set to be the site of a large concrete slab costing approximately $250,000 and funded by local LNP councillor Alex Givney. Work started on August 24th after residents had lodged multiple requests with the councillor's office in hopes to move the court further away from the nearest residential boundary. Residents have reported that they do not have a problem with pickleball, but believe that the park was not appropriate for the location and that a court, that effective consultation had not been used. The dispute comes only a month after another problematic plan for new pickleball courts at Joachim Park in Holland Park was thwarted by residents fighting for similar reasons.
More than 80 schools will be needed in Caboolture, Logan and Ipswich in the next two decades, according to the Queensland Government projections, as the areas become home to 70,000 more school-aged children. Willow Tree Planning's Curtis Good, an urban planner with almost 20 years' experience in school development, said some challenges include available land and its sustainability planning approvals, funding and ongoing challenges facing in the construction environment, including rising costs and labour shortages. The state government predicted the area would need 15 state primary schools and 6 state high schools, but had to date begun developing just one primary school.
And in national news, a delivery company has reinstated services to regional Tasmania after residents raised complaints with the ABC. Team Global Express has stopped delivering online orders to regional towns such as Maina, Luwani, Matamana, Lavendale, Tunuk and many more in recent months. Despite paying for deliveries that will be sent to their homes, residents received text messages saying that they had 7 days to pick up their packages from the company's depot at Hobart Airport. The company cited operational challenges for its drivers as the reason for the decision, including unsafe road conditions in winter. The company's executive chair, Christine Holgate, visited Maina in central Tasmania to speak with an affected resident and told him the deliveries would restart.
Powerhouse Permata CEO Lisa Havila is resigning from her position. This comes 2 months off from the Sydney Museum's launch in November. The value of the venue's construction has been compared to the Sydney Opera House. It has cost close to $1 billion, with an expected 18,000 square meters of public exhibition space. According to a statement released yesterday by Minister of the Arts John Graham, Havila stood aside during investigations into governance and procurement. A Department of Creative Industry spokesperson has told ABC that matters are complex and involve multiple lines of inquiry. This follows Lisa Havila's previously denying accusations from Shadow Minister Chris Routh over budget blowouts last March.
And in international news, Pakistan has created a wildlife sanctuary that spans over 200 kilometres of the Indus River, where it is inhabited by an estimated 440 endangered Indus River dolphins. The endangered species has been in large decline in its population inhabiting the river due to accessibility problems caused by Pakistan's economic growth and subsequent infrastructure projects like dams and irrigation canals. However, under the guidance of the government, the Punjab Indus River Dolphin Sanctuary was created to safeguard the heart of the dolphin's habitat and connect it to an already protected area in the neighbouring Sindh province, creating roughly 400 kilometres of connected habitat under legal protection. If the nation can protect its dolphins, experts say it may very well protect the whole riverine environment at the same time.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
And that is all your news for 11 AM. We'll be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on our social media or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Radiothon may be over, but we're keeping it going for just a little longer.
To thank all of our subscribers for keeping us fiercely independent, we're extending the draw of 3 of our best prizes all the way to the end of August.
From BrizFest, win a golden ticket double pass to all 6 Night at the Parkland concerts.
Bring a friend to every show and enjoy unforgettable performances by The Cruel Sea with Magic Dirt, The Temper Trap, Human Nature, Ice House, Panal, and Missy Higgins.
This prize also includes a $200 Festival Village South Bank food and beverage voucher.
Netherworld has donated a Lowboy arcade cabinet loaded with 80s classics, 2 karaoke sessions, a $100 bar tab, and a mega merch pack.
And finally, if you subscribe as a super sub, you could win the Z51 Valve Records vinyl and CD pack.
It's huge, with over 60 releases, plus all the regurgitator shirts ever printed from 20 years of touring.
Huge thanks to BrizFest, Netherworld, and Z51 Valve, proud sponsors of 4ZZZ.